Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Jack for your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a historic Brisbane Catholic primary school will be shutting down in 2026 due to dwindling numbers. St. Mary of the Cross School in Windsor, which has been in operation since 1926, told parents this week of the school's impending closure. Brisbane Catholic Education, who run the school, plan to build a co-ed high school on the site after data revealed increasing demand for inner-city co-ed schools. In more local news, meat prices are likely to rise after farmers have lost more than 100,000 livestock to flooding in Western Queensland. James Cook University Professor Colin Dwyer said consumers should expect an impact like the 2019 Northwest flood, when around 665,000 livestock died and the damage bill was nearly $2 billion. The Australian Bureau of Statistics are seeing a 10% rise in beef retail prices over the next year. Professor Dwyer said loss of wages and other additional costs may also drive the prices up. Consumers are urged to keep an eye on fair price increases in supermarkets. In national news, a mass recall of salad greens has been issued by major supermarket chains due to concerns of E. coli poisoning. The bacteria were discovered in Queensland on two bags during a routine public health check, with over 50 products recalled shortly thereafter. Doctors and gastric specialists say that exposure to bacteria could have happened at any point in the supply chain, but that packaged products are safe a vast majority of the time.
In more national news, PepsiCo faces Australian Tax Office in a dispute over whether it should have to pay royalty withholding tax or not. The case mainly concerns soft drink company PepsiCo and Schweppes Australia. Back in 2016, Schweppes Australia became a member of PepsiCo Beverages Singapore, which meant that their profits would be passed on to Pepsi. The fact is, 99.95% of their profits were given to a Singaporean company in the PepsiCo group. The High Court has already passed this case in favour of PepsiCo, but today's hearing begs a bigger question of whether the law should or should not apply to overseas companies. In international news, leader of the French far right, Jordan Bardella, has called on people to rally across Paris in support of Marine Le Pen after she was banned from running for public office for 5 years after embezzling 3 million euros of EU funds. The punishment means Le Pen's bid to become the French president in 2027 is shot, and this decision has angered France's furthest right elements, who see it as a direct attack. Le Pen claims the system used a powerful weapon against her, while Bardella condemns the tyranny of judges. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.